On a hill, overlooking the twinkling lights of a city at night, spotlights illuminate chunky golden letters and numerals stacked on a raised plinth. 20th Century Fox, a news corporation company. A line of bright silvery white light slashes across a black background to form a capital R, Regency. Sunlight glistens off the Statue of Liberty's gold-plated torch as it presides over the mouth of New York's Hudson River. A multitude of skyscrapers stand tall, a plethora of designs from various eras, their windows shining like mirrors in the bright sunlight. Regency Enterprises presents a new Regency Pariah production. Traffic streams one way down a busy Manhattan street. A black sedan waits outside expensive jewelry store Bulgari. Its driver, a dark-haired man in his late 20s, looks about nervously. Inside the store, an armed robbery is taking place. A store worker is thrown to the floor. A glass cabinet is smashed and jewelry taken. Outside, something streaks across the sky. The robbers run to the car. The three robbers, all dressed in black and wearing balaclavas, pile into the sedan, which screeches off down the street, causing a black SUV to swerve out of the way. A group of pedestrians look up as something streaks past them at high speed and soars into the sky in the sedan.
You did it, right?
The car rocks.
What the hell are you doing?
A figure in black carries the sedan through the air. Moments later, it's dropped down in front of a police station. A tall, slender blonde floats down beside it. She pushes the car, which is standing vertically, onto its wheels. One of the robbers gets out of it. G-Girl stands with her arms outstretched, using her body as a shield. The robber flees. G-Girl streaks after him and knocks him out, tying the barrel of his automatic rifle in a knot. Her arms stretched above her head, G-Girl takes off into the sky, the air rippling in her wake. My super ex-girlfriend. On a subway train, a couple of guys look at a newspaper.
Wow.
Damn.
So, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
The ability to blow myself.
That's quite a visual. But wouldn't it seem a little...
gay? No, yeah. Not at all.
Really?
Think about it.
Seems that way.
A brown-haired woman.
Oh, dude, check her out. Ooh, wow. What do we have here? Kind of uptight librarian on the outside,
yeah,
but ready to rumble on the inside.
Go ask her out. No, I'm not ready yet. No, I can't.
Oh, Matt, you're killing me.
No.
Your last insane girlfriend dumped you like 6 months ago. I would have plowed my way through half of Soho by now.
Yeah, that's because you're soulless and shallow.
No, it is a blessing. Go over there. Talk to her.
Yeah?
Do it. Matt, say hi. Give me your bag. Come on.
Okay.
Yes. All out. Be strong. Breathe. Eye of the tiger.
Matt makes his way over towards the plain-looking woman.
Hi. Excuse me. I know I don't really know you, but you look like a very interesting person, so at the risk of totally humiliating myself, I thought perhaps possibly sometime I might maybe buy you a cup of...
No.
The woman carries on typing on her BlackBerry. Matt seems put out. He looks back at his friend, who gestures encouragingly, then turns back to the woman with a smile.
Doesn't have to be a cup of coffee. Could be whatever you want, cup of anything.
Hey!
As the train pulls into a station, a shaven-headed man snatches the woman's bag off her lap and legs it through the carriage. Matt takes off after him, chasing the man along the platform and up a set of stairs, knocking people out of the way as he goes. The thief races through an open turnstile gate and out of the station. Matt pursues him along the street.
Hey! Somebody stop that guy!
The thief runs into the road. He drops the bag as a silver sedan screeches to a halt, nearly hitting him. The thief runs off. Matt picks up the bag.
That's right! You better run, asshole! Keep running, my man! You don't want any of this! Keep running!
He stares after the fleeing thief.
Yeah!
The thief grabs a metal pole.
What did you call me? Shit. What did you call me?
Matt turns and runs down an alley. He spots a dumpster, throws the bag into it, then jumps in himself and closes the lid. The thief runs into the alley and slows as he sees the large bin.
Idiot.
He whacks the dumpster.
Come on, get out of there! Go! I know you're in there! Get out of there! What?
Matt bursts out of the dumpster, brandishing an old hairdryer, to find the woman standing in front of him, alone. He holds up her bag.
Hey, how about it, huh? So, how about that cup of coffee? You know, or it could be something more substantial.
Like dinner?
Yeah, that'd be great. Matt Saunders.
Jenny Johnson.
Jenny Johnson. Wonderful name. You got the whole alliteration thing going. I actually grew up with a guy named Francis Freddie Friedman. Bit of a klepto, not the kind of guy you'd want to have over if you had, like, spare cash laying out.
Yeah,
right. So, may I get your number?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't give it out. Privacy issues.
Of course.
Well, I'll take yours, though.
Okay, well, I actually don't think I have a pin.
I do.
Oh, thanks. Now, isn't this something that women do just to blow off losers?
Yes, women do that. But that's not how I blow off losers.
Okay. Jenny and Matt walk off together down the alley. Jenny looks back at the thief, who's hanging from a second-floor fire escape. A pretty blonde girl walks through a busy open-plan office. She heads towards Matt.
Hey, Saunders, heads up.
A ball of paper.
Oh, the bad reflexes.
No, you're a danger in the workplace. Say, do you have the bathroom layouts for the Beijing presentation?
Yes. Finishing up last night. Oops.
Matt's friend hits him with some rolled-up plans.
Hey, Hannah.
Hey, Vaughn.
Vaughn goes. Hannah lays out the bathroom plans in front of Matt.
That looks good.
Thank you.
What about... Is this okay? That's not
well, you know, I know that it's a little bit tight, but I talked to the structural engineer and he said...
How's your boyfriend? Is his name Rick?
Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He just got back from Milan. Look at this.
Milan?
Yes, his new Joe Boxer ad campaign.
Wow, he's buff. Are you into that? I would think this is more your style. What do you think, no?
Yeah.
Okay, you give me 2 months in a gym and a personal trainer and the right steroids, I look like that or better.
Later.
Here you go.
Thank you.
He hands her a book and looks at her butt.
What are you doing?
Huh? Oh, hey, Carla, nothing, just reshelving some reference material, trying to stay ahead.
You were staring at her butt.
He was?
No, I was not.
Yes, he was. Hannah, as you know, we have a zero tolerance policy for this kind of behavior.
Yeah, I actually read that memo twice. I got it.
Oh, well, you should be familiar with this part. Would you like to file a grievance at this time?
I don't think so, Carla.
Because as your supervisor, I am officially giving you that opportunity right now.
And I thank you for that, but I think I'm just going to let this one slide.
Mm-hmm. That's completely your decision. Are you willing to sign a statement to that effect?
Sure. Yes.
She turns to Matt.
You are lucky this time, Mr. Bottom Watcher.
Hey.
Matt answers his phone.
Hello?
Matt? Hey, it's Jenny Johnson.
Hey, Jenny. I wasn't sure I'd hear from you.
So are we still on for dinner?
Dinner? Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
Is that a girl? Real live girl? There's this great new Indian place on Madison that just opened up. 8 o'clock?
Indian? Love it.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, great. See you. Bye. Saunders, do you have a date?
Got a date. And it's a hot one.
Later at the restaurant.
So the assistant curator job's really perfect for me. I was an art history major in college.
Oh, yeah?
It's the only thing I'm good at. At least the only thing I'm good at I can make any money off.
Perfect.
She stares at him.
That sounded like I was talking about sex, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
Believe me, I didn't mean sex.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no.
I am good at sex.
Oh, I'm sure you are, yeah.
Now it sounds like I'm bragging.
No.
I think I'm good at sex. I don't know. You decide.
Me?
But not tonight. It's a first date.
Yeah.
They clink glasses.
So what do you do?
I'm a project manager at a design firm.
Oh.
We design and build, private estates, libraries, hotels, that sort of thing. Yeah, right now we're working on a presentation.
Jenny looks around as she hears a noise. She sweeps her hair behind her ear as she listens to some kind of radio transmission. She grimaces. Matt looks at her, perplexed.
I'm sorry, am I bothering you?
What? No, no. I was just trying to listen to something.
Matt cocks his head and listens.
I don't hear anything.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Matt stands up as Jenny walks off. He watches her go, then sits back down with a confused frown. Jenny turns back to make sure he's not looking, then quickly heads out of the restaurant. Vaughn's in the middle of a milling crowd. His phone rings.
Yo, how's it going?
Well, she's a talker, yeah.
Doesn't matter. The only question is, are you gonna sleep with her?
That's the only question, huh?
Yes, and I'm not just talking about your date tonight. I am talking about life in general. That is the only question.
What's going on there?
There's some big fire at 73rd and Broadway. Everything's burning.
Is anyone hurt?
I don't know. Probably. It's blocking my way to the gym.
All my thoughts are with you in this time of crisis, Vaughn.
Vaughn looks up as a figure shoots through the night sky.
Oh, man!
What's going on?
It's G-Girl! She's doing her thing!
Are you serious? You lucky SOB. I've never even seen her in person. How's she look?
She spins at high speed.
She looks...
what?
Blurry, but still pretty hot.
Yeah? What's she doing now?
She's spinning around like one of those things that spins.
Amazing. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's so cool.
G-Girl takes off into the sky above the burning building at the head of a vapor trail. The crowd claps as the fire goes out.
Show's over. She put the fire out. Fantastic.
Her long blonde hair billows around her as she hovers over the crowd. She brushes herself down and jets away over the city streets.
And she's gone.
Flew off into the sunset. Amazing.
Unbelievable. Hey, why do you think they call her G-Girl?
I don't know. Like, gorgeous or G-Force? I'm not really sure.
What do you think about good kisser?
I can't believe I missed that today. I'm sitting here eating Indian food.
Oh, wait, no. Goddess. Woman.
Yeah, maybe.
What about G-Spot?
I gotta go. Bye.
Jenny returns with a smudge on her chin.
Huge line.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was a really, really long line.
Oh, you got a little something right here.
What?
There on your chin.
Oh. I hate when that happens.
When what happens?
Mystery smudges. Gotta go to the bathroom.
You didn't just go to the bathroom?
She covers the smudge and frowns.
Are you keeping track? That's kind of creepy.
She sounds like a nutcase.
So you're saying she's perfect for me?
Crazy women are attracted to you. It's like you give off a scent or something. Maybe you should just do a background check on her.
Yeah, so what do you think? Should we keep these walls brick or should we make it stucco?
No. Oh.
Did you kick the plug?
No.
Hannah's computer shuts down.
Let me handle this one.
All right. Here.
She kicks his bum.
Hannah, don't do that.
Don't do what? What are you talking about? You mean this?
Hey, sexual harassment's a two-way street, okay? Don't just think because I'm a guy that you can manhandle me.
Hey, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, no, sorry,
Steve.
Her computer had gone down. I was just down there plugging it back in.
Dude, I'm screwing with you. I'm not worried.
Oh, none taken.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. Mm. Oh.
Not here.
Sorry. See, Saunders, you need to be with someone who appreciates you. You know, like Steve here.
Yeah. I'm looking for Mr. Wright. Haven't found him yet, though. Not giving up.
Steve Ballard, nice to meet you.
Good to see you again.
Honey, this is Matt. I've met him like 5 times.
Oh, right.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm a very forgettable person. When I was growing up, every morning I'd come down to breakfast, my mom would scream, call the cops on me.
It's a joke, right? Yeah. It's a good one. You got me back. Good one.
Hey, baby, we should be going to lunch. Hey, Saunders, that woman is trouble.
Gotcha.
Not call her.
Matt and Vaughn play squash. Limping, Vaughn grabs hold of his foot and they leave the court.
Okay. We're done.
Oh, we just started.
That's it. No. Twinge.
Dude, you should definitely call her back.
Yeah, you think I should?
Oh, yeah.
They notice an exercise class.
Because she's good to go, you know.
And you haven't gone in 6 months.
Thorne lifts up his sweat goggles to watch the women exercising.
Oh, yes. Plus, what's the downside?
I don't know. She seems a little, she's neurotic, you know? And distant.
That's good. That's a good thing. Neurotic and distant is a very good thing. Yeah, neurotic women are hellcats in bed.
Plus, if she's distant, that means you're both in it for the same thing. Coitus maximus. Oh. There's none of this, could she be the one? Oh, I'm falling hard for her kind of crap to get in the way. It's just pure carnal nirvana.
Yeah, I find your argument both repugnant and intriguing.
That's kind of my thing.
The Manhattan skyline is silhouetted against a pale evening sky. Traffic crosses a bridge in the foreground. In a gray coat and scarf, dark-haired Matt stands on a street holding a single red rose. Brown-haired Jenny comes out of a building behind him.
Oh, hey.
Hi. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A rose. You know, different color roses mean different things. Red ones mean passion or love. So this is great. But don't worry. I'm not saying that I think you're telling me that you love me. I mean, it was absurdly early for that. But you never know. Maybe someday. Or never. No pressure.
She sticks her nose into the rose.
Let me get us a cab. Taxi! Taxi!
The vacant cab keeps going. Jenny sucks in her cheeks, and a trail of air stops the cab in the middle of the road.
Oh, hey, stop it.
With smoke pouring out under its back wheels, the cab reverses.
Here we go.
Oh, you okay?
Guess we got a ride.
Can we stop by the gallery? We just opened this new show.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for stopping. Appreciate it.
They get in as the puzzled driver checks his cab. Matt and Jenny are in the gallery.
Wow.
Jenny takes off her coat as Matt looks at the spotlit statues.
Huh. Wonder what she's looking at.
Matt stops at a bronze statue of a deer giving birth to a naked, fully grown woman.
Ouch! That's gotta hurt.
A figure in a fetal position.
So what do you think?
It's interesting. Yeah, a little disturbing.
I know. It's surprising how frightening things attract us.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, I have to help people every day. And nobody's ever helped me except you. You're my hero.
Jenny fiddles with the rose as they stand facing each other. They gaze at one another, then Matt leans in and kisses her passionately. His eyes flicker and he looks unsure as she pulls away from him.
I'm sorry, what is it? Tell me.
And it's your tongue. I mean, you're using it all wrong.
He frowns and looks at her blankly.
What are you talking about?
You're not supposed to stick it out there like a dead fish. I mean, you're supposed to flick it a little.
I think that I was flicking it, wasn't I? I think that I was doing that.
No, not enough. Really?
Look, I'm just not used to having my tongue skills critiqued like this, okay?
Maybe not to your face.
Oh, man.
Let me help you. Close your eyes.
He does.
Now do what I do.
She gently nuzzles his lips. Matt flings open the door of his apartment and walks in with Jenny's legs wrapped around his waist. She gets down and looks around.
So, yeah, this is my place. I redesigned the space when I bought it.
It's nice.
Thank you. This is the dining room. Doesn't get a lot of use.
Well, I can help with that.
Okay. This is my fish. This is Biggie Smalls. Hi, Biggie. He's never met a woman before.
Well, he's about to get an iPhone.
As they start to kiss again, a mechanical pigeon lands on the windowsill. It turns its head to the side, and a small camera lens rotates from its eye. Jenny and Matt appear on a bank of screens, where a blonde man with a scruffy beard sits on a sofa watching them. As the man watches Jenny peel off Matt's jacket, he drags on his cigarette and blows a smoke ring.
I'm not thirsty either. And this is the
bed.
Standing by the bed, Matt watches her take off her black sweater.
Oh, it's a great sweater. Wow, a blouse. Let me help with those buttons.
There's a letter G on her vest. She shoves him away.
I'm
Sorry, I need the,
Oh, yeah, the bathroom. It's right there.
She rushes in.
She goes to the bathroom a lot.
In the bathroom, Jenny whips off her blouse at super high speed and looks for somewhere to put her G-girl clothes. She shoves them in a cabinet drawer and puts her cream satin blouse back on over her black lacy bra and knickers. She looks in the mirror, pats her cheeks, smacks her lips together, and slinks back to the bedroom.
I'm ready.
That's what I call structural integrity. All right. You shouldn't have been dressed like that all night.
He sits on the edge of the bed, and she kneels in front of him.
Let me help you with this.
As he kisses her neck, she tears off his shirt.
I must be a little nervous.
It's okay. I got a closet full of them. Let me handle this one up.
Let's take care of these.
Okay.
She rips off his trousers and casts them aside.
Thanks.
She kisses him passionately. He gets under the duvet, and she springs in after him.
Who'd have thought we'd ended up like this?
I know.
After that day on the subway. Ain't life grand?
He rolls on top of her. She sits up.
Matt?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I get on top? Trust me, it's better that way.
10-4.
He nods, lies back, and she straddles him.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
As she sways back and forth, the bed moves away from the wall, then crashes against it. Matt looks up at her. She smiles down at him while the bed slams back against the wall. Looking perturbed, Matt furrows his brow.
Okay, I get it.
Whoa. As the bed's driven into the wall yet again, plaster starts to crack.
Woo! God damn! Okay, now I need a break.
The bed slams the wall a few more times, then collapses as the legs break. Jenny tumbles off Matt and lies next to him as he looks around.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get you a new one.
A bed or a penis?
Both.
Daytime. Throngs of people on a narrow, gridlocked street. A casually dressed Matt walks awkwardly along, grinning to himself. He's carrying a briefcase and sometimes limping, sometimes skipping down the road. 5 shot glasses are lined up on a bar. Behind the bar, a pretty dark-haired woman pours drinks into them. Sitting on the other side, Vaughn stares at her through his thick, dark-framed glasses.
There are 3 moments that I will remember until the day I die. 1, the look on my father's face when I graduated from Harvard Law School. 2, helping a beached mother whale give birth. And 3, you and me together here tonight.
Don't speak to me again, ever.
Matt arrives.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Water, please. Got a big night.
No. Don't tell me. You have invaded the female nation and spread your democracy.
What can I say? I mean, she's completely different than I thought she was.
Hot, though, right?
Oh, unbelievably hot. Look, I don't even know if I should tell you this part. I don't even know if you can handle it.
Oh, I can handle it. Please?
She broke my bed.
Wow.
Busted it to pieces.
And that's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna see her again this afternoon.
Whoa. What are you talking about? No. You have sex with her once, and then you move on.
No, not if you get on the greatest roller coaster of all time. You don't believe me. You get right back in that line.
Okay, get back in line, ride 2 or 3 more times, throw your hands up in the air and scream. But you know what? Sooner or later, you're gonna end up nauseous.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Be good. Careful. Keep that safety bar clamped down.
I think you are going to like this. I have a little present for you, Saunders.
Anything for me there?
No, Vaughn. Hey, you have nice ears.
Thank you.
No lobes, though.
It's an imperfection. We all got them.
Not me. Hmm. Hey, so I downloaded some Chinese phrases for you, for the presentation. What do you think? That might help.
Oh, that's great.
That would help.
Hey. You're the best, you know that?
I know, I am.
Well, I gotta get going. I'm gonna see Jenny.
You're seeing Jenny?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Things must really be going well.
She broke his bed.
Hannah looks surprised.
That was really thoughtful of you.
Oh.
I'll see you too later.
No problem.
Take it
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, see you,
Look
Matt.
After her, okay?
I will.
Oh, man. You seeing Jenny again?
Just a few more times.
Matt comes out of the bar and crashes into a big guy with a ponytail. A smaller guy in a leather jacket leans against a black limo.
Matt Saunders?
Yeah,
please take a ride.
Wait a second.
The big guy lifts Matt up and puts him into the back of the car. Matt finds himself sitting next to the bearded man who was watching the screens.
Hey, now look, I don't appreciate being manhandled, okay?
The smaller thug slaps him.
What's going on?
The car pulls away.
Mr. Saunders, thank you for your time.
Okay, now who are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
Do you watch television, Mr. Saunders? Read the papers? Use the internet for anything other than porn?
You're that Bedlam guy.
Professor Bedlam.
The super villain.
Please, I am not super. I am not a villain. I'm just a regular man like yourself with 10,000 times more money, intelligence, and taste.
Okay, so what do you want from me?
Are you seeing anyone, Mr. Saunders?
Are you asking me out?
The thug slaps him.
I want you to tell me everything you know about your new girlfriend.
Jenny?
Yes, Jenny. Where does she like to go? What does she like to do? What kind of music does she listen to? Is she afraid of bugs? Is she a dog person or a cat person? Does she wear panties or...
Okay, now look, hold on just a goddamn... Ow! Now look, it's gonna stop with the slapping, all right? I just don't feel real comfortable telling you, you know, a total stranger, so someone's private habits, okay? You gotta understand that, right?
Of course.
With a rope attached to his foot, Matt is hanging upside down from the torch of the Statue of Liberty.
Please, someone! Help! Help! Save me, please!
Jenny, now as her blonde G-girl alter ego, sits in an elegant apartment painting her toenails. The text message on the phone over a photo of Matt reads, "Surely you can do better than this guy, Professor B."
Weasel.
Jenny evaporates to another room and returns in a G-girl long black coat and black gloves. She dons a pair of shades and streams out of the window.
Hey, help! Yeah, you! Get somebody from the fire service!
Matt still dangling from the torch.
Help, help.
The knot at the end of the rope comes loose and he hurtles towards the river below. G-girl appears high above the statue, hurtles down towards Matt, and grabs hold of him.
G-girl, you saved me! Thank you!
Yeah.
Go, whoa, hold me!
Don't look at me.
No, but I just wanted to...
Don't look at me!
Okay, yeah, no looking. Gotcha. Roger.
A lock turns, and Professor Bedlam and his two heavies walk into G-girl's stylish white apartment. Bedlam's holding a PDA. They stroll in and wander around.
Looks like little Jenny's been cashing in on her superpowers. Oh!
Idiot!
We don't want her to know we dropped by.
Bedlam strolls into the bathroom and spots G-Girl's hairbrush by the sink. He picks it up and examines it.
Perfect.
He puts a few strands of hair into a small plastic bag.
So I'm falling, I mean hurtling, through the sky, and just as I'm about to bite it, and I mean out of nowhere, she just catches me and sets me right on the ground.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. The weird thing is, though, that Bedlam guy, he kept asking me about you. I mean, do you know him?
No, how could I know him?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So what was she like?
G-girl?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I didn't really get a good look at her, but to tell you the truth, she wasn't really what I expected, you know?
In what way?
I don't know, she just seemed a little...
Rainy?
Not really.
Exotic? Effervescent?
No, I kind of got this vibe she was a little nuts, you know?
Nuts?
Yeah.
Maybe. She was a little bit preoccupied, having searched the entire city to save you from being squished like a bug on a windshield.
You girls all really stick together, don't you? I like it. You're like one big gang.
Matt goes to a street store. Behind him, Jenny sees a little girl run into the road after her ball, unaware of an oncoming car. G-girl saves her.
Rule number one about crossing the street?
Look both ways.
That's right.
Jenny's hit by a car.
Jenny!
He turns to see Jenny flung into the air. She lands on a street stall.
What do you call 911?
Fine.
Somebody call 911!
That was close. I'm fine.
You're not fine. I mean, how can you be fine?
Look, Matt.
I can walk.
No, no, don't move. Don't move. You probably have internal bleeding. You don't even know it. You're in shock,
no,
okay?
No, no, it's
you
nothing.
Are in shock.
Not even a scratch.
Did anyone see this? It's like a miracle. Truly, it's like a miracle. Yeah, I mean, are you sure that you're okay? I mean, you seem to be walking fine.
Yeah. You should know this is the first time I've ever brought anybody here. Ever.
Really? Wow. Yeah, no, it seems like a really great place. I'm still just kind of wondering what the hell happened out there, you know?
I know. I didn't expect to do this. At least not yet, anyway. But it's good. It's good.
Okay.
Because what we have is so very, very special. I trust you.
Okay.
There should be nothing hanging between us. Especially not this, don't you think?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll have to show you.
Jenny smiles at Matt and goes and gets him a chair. She gives him a gentle push towards it, and he sits down. Matt looks curious as he watches Jenny flirtatiously remove her glasses.
Look nice without your glasses. You look good with them, too.
She hands them to him.
I'll hold them for you.
Jenny unbuttons her cardigan.
Okay. I don't know what the explanation is, but I like it already. Unless it's one of those crying game things. It's not that, is it? I mean, I'm from Denver.
Just wait.
She opens her blouse, revealing a G-girl costume.
Oh, yeah. Got a G-girl costume on. That's, kind of went all out, didn't ya?
Jenny removes her wig, revealing her long blonde hair.
Oh, and you even dyed your...
Stunned, Matt gulps at Jenny as her hair blows in the breeze.
Oh, wow.
Matt beams.
Are you kidding me? This is incredible.
But you can't tell anyone.
Yeah, nobody except Bon. He slept with a Victoria's Secret model 3 years ago. I've still never heard the end of it. This'll blow that out of the water.
No, nobody. Matt, you have to promise me you'll never, ever, ever tell anyone.
Fine, you got it.
No matter what happens, you will never, ever tell anyone.
Hey, I swear.
Say you'd rather have a chainsaw shoved up your ass than tell.
Is that actually a possibility?
Say it!
I'd rather have a chainsaw shoved up my ass than tell.
Okay.
Later.
So this Bedlam guy, he's like your arch nemesis or something, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, he's been a pain in the butt ever since we had this falling out back in high school.
You guys went to high school together?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, his name's not really Bedlam.
Yeah?
It's Barry. Barry Edward Lambert. Bedlam, get it?
A flashback to high school.
Back then, we were both kind of outcasts. Everybody else hated us.
Nerd alert! Here comes the geeks!
So we looked out for each other. It's only natural that we spend a lot of time together.
Teenage Barry drives a remote control car with a box on top over to Jenny. The box opens and a cake is elevated to Jenny.
We really liked each other. It was close to the end of our junior year when I decided it was about time to get the whole virginity thing over with. I mean... Barry was harmless enough. I figured it might as well be him, right? He was having some trouble getting his pants off, and that's when it happened.
Barry spots a meteor.
Jenny!
Jenny gets out of the car, and the couple watch the meteor go overhead.
Come on!
This is not how I planned this evening.
Oh my God, look at that!
They run into the woods to find the meteor slammed into the ground, with small fires burning around it.
So cool.
Jenny edges towards it.
What are you doing?
Isn't it amazing?
Don't. It could be dangerous.
Jenny stretches out a hand towards the smoldering meteor, then touches it. The meteor explodes, flinging Barry and Jenny to the ground. Jenny sits up and looks at her hand. A golden glowing light ripples through it, then spreads up her arm. Jenny removes her glasses and looks at her other hand, which is now glowing as well. She stares at both her hands, which have a glowing white light rippling through them, then stands up. As Jenny stands, her breasts grow visibly bigger. The train track braces on Jenny's teeth snap off. Jenny licks her now straight teeth. Jenny's brown hair glows and then turns into blonde locks. As Jenny plays with her hair, she begins to hover above the ground. An astonished-looking Barry watches on. Jenny, with her straight teeth and larger breasts, but with a brown wig over her blonde hair, walks through a corridor at school.
When I got back to school, even with a wig, people seemed to notice there was something different about me.
Hi, girls. Oh, my glasses.
And it worked for me.
Sexy Jenny ignores Barry, who's shoved into a locker by a bigger boy.
Oops. Unfortunately, Barry and I grew apart.
Barry looks upset.
He stopped talking to me. And then ignored me totally.
Anyway, things got worse between us after we graduated. I committed myself to being a full-time superhero, and he fell into the evil mastermind business. Yada, yada, yada. That's my story.
Wow. I mean, yeah, this whole time I had this weird feeling that there was just something a little off about you.
Really?
But this explains it. You just had a secret, that's all. A super secret.
Now we both do.
May I ask you something?
What?
I just think it could maybe be a fun thing to try. It's kind of a request.
Both of them are holding glasses of red wine. Matt whispers into Jenny's ear.
Sure?
She kisses him passionately.
Be right back.
Okay.
Jenny zooms away and then reappears in the hallway wearing her G-girl costume, her long blonde hair flowing over her shoulders.
Is this what you had in mind?
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Smiling, they stride towards one another.
Matt Saunders, you've been a very, very evil boy.
Matt drops his glass.
I think you need to be brought to justice.
Yeah, I have been known to bend a rule here and there.
Total, unrelenting justice.
She suddenly picks up Matt and flies out the window with him.
Ow. Shit! Don't let go, all right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he got me.
Scared ya.
Jenny soars over New York City with Matt clinging on for dear life.
Oh, now, wow, we are high. We are really, really high.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny, you know, as fun as this is, I'm feeling just a little bit emasculated here with you kind of carrying me around like a toy poodle, but don't let go.
Oh.
Careful. Where are you going? Careful.
I got
Come on.
You.
Fly right. Come on. Be careful. Whoa. Oh.
I've always wanted to try this.
Try what?
He looks down as Jenny unzips his flies.
That. Wow. I'm not sure that's going to work up here. It's drafty, too. Whoa.
What if I do this?
Jenny wraps her legs around his middle. Matt looks down.
You're not wearing any underwear.
Yeah. I thought it might be easier that way. Isn't this fun?
It is fun. It puts a whole new twist on the Mile High Club.
Ready?
Oh, not ready.
They plummet towards the ground. Just before they hit the ground, Jenny and Matt fly over cars stuck in traffic.
Yes!
Don't ever do that again!
Bedlam's in his lair.
G-girl's hair. Before.
He strokes a taut lock of hair, but it won't break.
Watch and learn.
Bedlam picks up an electric saw and tries to cut through the taut lock of hair. The blade of the saw breaks off and flies around the room. It ricochets off a vase, smashing it, and then embeds itself into the chest of one of Bedlam's cronies.
Her body is made of the toughest substance known to man.
He removes his safety goggles.
I know your secret.
Bedlam picks up a piece of meteor and puts it next to the taut lock of hair. The golden glow of energy is drawn out of the hair and back into the meteor piece. The cronies watch as energy strands flow from the lock of hair to the rock.
All right, now, G-Girl's hair after.
Using a pair of scissors, Bedlam cuts the lock in half.
Yes! Yes!
Day, Matt and Hannah are walking through a construction site, both wearing hard hats. Matt studies his finger.
Sanders, what's wrong?
No, I just got a splinter in my finger.
Oh,
it's no big deal.
Let me see.
I can get it out. I just need.
No, come here. I'm good at this.
What are you gonna do?
All right, hold on.
Hannah takes Matt's index finger, sticks it in her mouth, and sucks on it. She spits out the splinter.
Hey, how'd you do that?
Oh, I have my ways.
Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
Matt looks up to see Jenny in front of him.
Jenny, what are you doing in New Jersey?
Well, I called your office and found out where you were. Thought I would surprise you.
She moves towards him.
Are you surprised?
I am surprised. I wanted to,
She kisses Matt passionately. Hannah looks away.
Hey, thanks. It's good to see you. Let me introduce you to Hannah Lewis. It's Jenny Johnson.
Hi. Really nice to finally meet you. Saunders here talks about you all the time.
I do.
I feel like I already know you.
Really? Because I feel like I'm just getting to know you.
Okay. Hey, got an idea. Hannah and her boyfriend Steve, I was thinking maybe we all four go out this weekend. Just the two couples. Just two happy couples hit the town. What do you say?
Great.
Great.
Great!
Pretty blonde-haired Hannah's at the bar in a restaurant. She's on her cell phone.
Okay. Bye.
She joins Matt and Jenny at their table.
I'm sorry, guys. I have some bad news. Thank you.
Jenny glowers.
Steve can't make it. He had an emergency thong shoot.
A thong shoot emergency?
Yeah, well, you know, one bad wedgie can be fatal.
Yeah.
Where's our stupid waiter? Sir?
Yeah, hold on, something's going on.
The Pentagon has just confirmed that an errant test missile is in fact on a direct course for the tri-state area. So far, all attempts to detonate or intercept the missile have been unsuccessful.
Great.
Perfect. If it strikes within the city, the death toll could reach into the thousands.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Yeah, it sounds serious. Maybe somebody should do something.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like the Air Force. It's their job, right? So, Hannah, how long have you and Maddie known each other?
Well, we started working together at Cochrane about 3 years ago, so.
Oh. We're just starting to get reports of sporadic looting from the Bronx to Staten Island. The government has urged people not to panic and to stay in their homes.
Jenny studies her menu intently.
Gnocchi, gnocchi. Sounds good. Anyone want to share a gnocchi?
I'm sorry, but what if the Air Force can't stop it before it hits? Somebody else might need to step in.
Maybe somebody deserves one night out without having to deal with some impending disaster. I think someone has earned it. Don't you?
Outside, cars crash and people panic.
So, Hannah, you got a diet? What are you going to order?
I don't know. I mean, shouldn't we be leaving? Is this safe here?
Sir, can we get some service here? I mean, I'm filling up on baguette.
No, I think everybody's just kind of a little preoccupied with everything that's happening. Maybe if someone could just, you know, take care of the problem, everyone could have a better night, a smoother night. You know what I mean?
You'd really like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I'd appreciate it. In fact, I'd super appreciate it.
Jenny looks irritated. She glances at Hannah before throwing a piece of bread down.
All right. Fine.
Jenny marches across to the coat rack. She puts on her coat and storms outside into the chaos. She glares at Matt and Hannah as she goes.
Is she okay? Where is she going?
No, she's fine. She just gets stressed. You know, I have her looping around the block a couple times. She'll
be
fine.
Too late for a mass evacuation. The situation is dangerous and potentially catastrophic. But all the citizens of New York can do is sit, wait, and pray for a miracle. We're now getting a live picture of the missile as it approaches the city.
The people in the restaurant stare in horror at the news footage on the TV screen.
It appears certain that the... Wait, what is that?
A tiny figure speeds towards the missile.
It is G-Girl! She is approaching the errant missile.
The missile suddenly changes direction.
My She just kicked it. She just deflected the missile away from the city.
The missile explodes in the air.
We're safe! We're safe!
The Yank woman leaps to her feet. In the restaurant, people bounce around applauding and beaming. Hannah hugs Matt in relief. Jenny walks up the sidewalk outside the restaurant. She gazes in on the scenes of jubilation and spots Matt with Hannah. She ponders sadly before heading back inside. Matt and Jenny are in the car on the way home from the restaurant.
You know, Matt, there's some things I don't need infravision to see through.
Matt looks confused.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
You and that slut from your office, Hannah.
Hey, she is not a slut. That is a terrible thing to say, Jenny.
You want to screw her, don't you?
No. No, I do not.
I don't believe you.
Can I say something? Her boyfriend's a male model. Okay, a model. I don't think she'd be very interested in a guy like me.
I see your point. So, you want to screw her, you just can't because she's got a boyfriend.
No, I'm just saying that we're friends who work together. We're work friends.
Don't lie to me!
Jenny punches and smashes her passenger side window. Matt stops the car.
What the hell did you do that for?
I'm sorry. I'll pay for that, I swear.
Tears well in Jenny's eyes and her face crumples.
Okay, don't do that. Don't cry, okay? It'll be okay.
I know I get a little crazy sometimes. It's just...
Matt nods uneasily.
I love you so much.
She smiles adoringly at Matt, who looks horrified. He looks away and rubs his face. Vaughn is at the gym, eyeing the shapely waitress who is lifting leg weights nearby. Vaughn's doing strange gyrations on a large inflated ball. Matt helps Vaughn to his feet, and Vaughn kicks the ball away without paying attention. It hits a woman walking behind him.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, sorry.
She's like a cheerleader from Spank Me University. Dude, what's wrong? You look like shit.
Let's go with a lighter weight today, shall we?
No, I'm actually thinking that my first impression of Jenny was accurate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, complete emotional basket case. Needy, jealous, controlling.
The trifecta, perfect.
Yeah. The truth is, I don't even love her.
He carries on lifting weights.
I'm in love with somebody else.
You're in love with somebody else? Who is it? Is it me? Oh my God, it's me, isn't it? I feel the same way. I totally...
The hot waitress raises her middle finger.
That's not a good sign, is it? Who are you talking about? Who are you in love with?
I don't want to say it, not until I've told her. But I mean, first I have to break it off with Jenny, you know? And God knows how I'm going to do that.
Okay, come with me. Listen, there are only two ways to successfully break it off with a woman. You can either be a jerk or a weenie. Now, the jerk route is simple. You're like, hey, babe, listen up. I'm dumping your ass. Just like that. It's quick. It's easy. It's painless. I don't think you have the balls for it, though.
Well, what's the weenie route?
Okay, good. Weenie route. Let's go with that. Sit real close. Keep it romantic, okay? Keep a kind of a sparkle in the eye. Take her hand. Give me your hand.
Vaughn takes Matt's hand in his.
You say, sweetheart, I think we just need to take a little time off from the relationship to reevaluate things.
Right.
Don't return any of her calls for like a year and a half. Pretty soon she'll give up and you'll be in the clear.
Matt shakes his head.
I can't believe I actually listened to you.
Oh, and another thing. Make sure you do it after you've had sex with her. It's really difficult the other way around.
Jenny's in the kitchen chopping vegetables. Matt knocks back a glass of red wine before reluctantly sidling over to her. He stands in front of her and forces a smile.
I was thinking maybe we should take a little time to re-examine where this is going.
Jenny plunges the long-bladed knife deep into the wooden chopping board.
Oh, my God. Are you breaking up with me?
Startled, Matt shakes his head.
No. No, not at all. I mean, I think it would be wise to try and evaluate where we stand, just to make sure we're on the same page.
So you're not saying that we should start seeing other people or anything?
No. No. No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay, good. You scared me there for a second.
Although seeing other people might eventually be a part of the evaluation process.
Matt looks stunned as Jenny clutches the knife by the blade but doesn't bleed. She begins twisting the metal.
Oh my God. You are breaking up with me.
No, Jenny, it's not you, okay?
Jenny slams her head into the fridge, denting the metal door.
I know exactly what it is. It's that slut from your office, Hannah. You're sleeping with her, aren't you?
I am not sleeping.
But you want to.
Jenny, now hold on a second, okay?
Liar! You're such a liar!
I am not a liar, all right? You want to know the truth? It's not Hannah, okay? It's you. You're needy, you're jealous, you're manipulative. I can't take it anymore. It's crazy.
Don't call me crazy!
She blows on Matt, and he slams into a bookshelf.
See, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I can't handle that on a daily basis.
Well, I handled this.
She shoots heat rays from her eyes at Matt's aquarium. Matt grabs the fish from the boiling water and puts it in another bowl in the sink.
You are so gonna regret this.
Jenny turns and flies right up through the ceiling, smashing a huge hole in it.
Oh, man.
He looks up to examine the damage to his ceiling. Fawn's at the bar, talking to the hot waitress who's opening a beer.
For Wednesday?
No.
Thursday?
No.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, brunch, in the day.
Don't speak to me.
She gives Vaughn two beers, and he skulks over to Matt.
Oh, well.
Look at it this way. The hard part is over.
I don't know. I mean, she said I'd regret it.
Don't worry about that. They always say that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're right. You know, there's something that I've been dying to tell you ever since I found it out.
Found out what? Tell me.
Now, Vaughn, I just need you to promise me that
promise
you're not...
This.
Hold on, Vaughn, okay. Let me finish, okay?
Sorry.
This is serious.
Okay.
I need you to promise me
that
you're not...
I won't tell anybody. Please, tell me.
Matt stares at Vaughn.
You know, Jenny...
Vaughn looks around and nods.
Yeah. She's G-girl.
Matt sits back wearily. Thorn remains expressionless.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Apparently this old dog still has a few tricks left.
Oh my God, you have been doing G-girl!
No, I know, it's unbelievable. Me,
incredible.
I can't believe it myself. I mean, can you imagine the heat that I'll have with the women in this town when they find out that I can handle her in the sack?
Isn't she gonna mind you revealing her secret identity?
I warned you, Matt Saunders!
Jenny is G-Girl, in a micro mini-dress and shades, charges at Matt with a chainsaw. Matt wakes from his dream with a start. He sighs with relief. Day. Matt peers out of his apartment building and looks about nervously to check that the coast is clear. Staring up at the sky, he steps out and bumps into an elderly woman. In his office at work. He jumps when Hannah taps him on the shoulder.
Oh! Oh. Saunders, what's wrong?
What? Nothing. What could possibly be wrong? Everything's great. Never better. I'm good.
But tell me.
Matt rubs his forehead.
Hey, I broke up with Jenny. You were right. I mean, she is totally deranged, off her rocker, crazy. You know, I should have listened to you from the beginning. I don't know what I was thinking.
How about you lay off the crazy women for a while, huh? Come here. Sorry.
Hey, Hannah. Look, there's been something that I've been meaning to tell you for a long time, okay?
Yes?
And it's about you and...
Spotting G-Girl hovering outside the window, he pushes Hannah to the floor.
Sorry.
Ow.
Sorry. Are you okay?
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm just going through a weird phase. I'm having intimacy issues.
I saw that.
Well, no, it's nothing, Carla.
Nothing? You knocked her down. You hit her. What was there groping? Did he
no.
grope you?
No, it was an accident.
An accident? Okay, like a fender bender. Yeah, we need to talk.
Okay?
Come here.
Carla grabs Matt's arm.
Listen, my friend, you are headed for some serious trouble.
Yeah, I know.
Don't make excuses. That's the first mistake.
Okay, Roger.
Look, you have got to get your mind out of the gutter long enough to nail this Beijing presentation.
Beijing, I hear you, homegirl. I got it.
What? What did you just call me?
Huh? What? I don't know.
Look, if the company doesn't get this project, we're gonna take a major hit.
Okay.
Look, you really have a problem. Call my therapist.
Okay, I'll call him. Her.
Matt!
What?
Phone call.
That boy has a major case of the hornies.
Matt takes the phone from Hannah.
Yeah?
There's the young kid that zooms around in here. Did he do something?
It's just up here. Looks like they broke in, fried the security camera, and then blew this huge hole to the wall. I've never seen nothing like it.
Don't make no sense, officer. We got a lot of nice cars in here, and this is the only one they took.
Bitch.
Somebody went to a lot of trouble. You know who could have done this?
Matt turns to the cop.
No, I don't.
Somebody might have a personal grudge against you?
Grudge? Against me? No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, you know if it turns up.
Okay.
Let's get to the paperwork.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that, sir.
In Matt's apartment.
Gentlemen, Huaheen Guanling. If you look closely at our model here... The hell?
The lights have gone out.
That's just great.
G-Girl crashes in through the ceiling.
Oh, shit! I just got that fixed.
Sorry, just came to use your telescope. Nice and dark, isn't it?
Wait a second. Is this all because of you?
Yep, that'd be me.
Ah, yes. There we go. Come and have a look-see.
Matt tentatively puts his eye to the telescope to have a look.
I don't see any.
His car is spinning through space. On the side is written, "You suck."
Oh, that's real mature.
Save you a fortune in parking.
Why are you doing this to me? I mean, you're supposed to be the good guy.
I am the good guy. You are the bad guy.
It's been a real pleasure seeing you. But I got a big day at the office tomorrow. I've got an important presentation to make.
Aww.
Yeah, so I really need to get some sleep. I'm gonna have to say goodnight. And, yeah. You might be the hottest girl I've ever gone out with, but you want to know something? You're the craziest. Hands down!
Really?
Jenny's eyes shoot a heat ray at Matt's forehead. Matt falls to the floor, clutching his head. Jenny flies out the hole in the ceiling, and the lights go back on. Matt stumbles to a mirror and sees that Jenny has burned the word "dick" on his forehead.
Dick!
Four businessmen wait in the meeting room.
Will we begin soon?
Gentlemen, I'm so sorry you've been kept waiting. I apologize. It's very rude. Just a few more minutes, please.
Matt arrives.
Hi. Excuse me. Hi.
Glad you could join us. Can you tell me why you're wearing a hat?
No.
Why am I not surprised?
Hi. How are you?
We can finally begin. Gentlemen, I give you Matt Saunders.
You okay?
I'm fine. Okay, gentlemen. Huaheen Guanling. Okay. Our design integrates classic architectural ideas from the history of Chinese culture and transforms them into a contemporary 21st century aesthetic. But you can see clearly that functionality has not been sacrificed.
Wearing a woolly hat pulled over his forehead, Matt gulps as G-Girl flies past the window behind the businessman. Hannah takes over.
Sacrificed. As you can see here by the multiple entrances to the central courtyard area.
Exactly, right. And with a total capacity for...
G-Girl flashes into the room, and in a gust of wind, the papers on the table swirl around the room. Amidst the confusion, G-Girl leaves. As everything settles back down, a wide-eyed, shocked-looking Hannah stares at Matt. Everyone looks at him, dumbstruck. Matt is naked. Carla...
You are one sick bastard.
He covers his privates with the roof of the model building. Later with Fawn.
Oh, man. I am so, so sorry. Thanks.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying, right?
Fawn, shh.
Sorry. Man, no woman's ever done that to me, and I actually am a dick.
Okay, all done. I am so sorry that you got fired. What happened in there? Why did you...
That's hard to explain. Let's just say it's a good time for me to leave.
Where are you going?
Don't know. Don't care.
Look, if there's something wrong, I'd like to help.
Matt carries a box with these things in it.
Look, Anna, please just stay as far away from me as possible, okay? If something were to happen to you because of me, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Matt walks out of the office, leaving Hannah gazing after him open-mouthed. Back in his flat, Matt throws some clothes into a hold-all. Matt walks to the door and peers warily through the spy hole. It's Bedlam and his thugs. Bedlam gestures, and the large guy with a ponytail kicks the door open.
Oh, damn.
It swings back and whacks the ponytail's nose.
May we come in? Nice place.
Bedlam saunters around, then looks up. There's a hole in the ceiling out to the sky.
You broke her heart, didn't you?
Okay, so what do you need? Why are you here? I'm in the middle of a project.
The same as you, to get her out of my life for good. I want you to help me neutralize her.
Hey, whatever she's done to me, I'm not gonna help you kill her.
Kill? I didn't say kill. I said neutralize. It's a neutral word. Kill is kill. This is Switzerland. I have developed the means of permanently stripping her of her powers.
He gestures Matt to sit.
No powers? So she'd just be another average, everyday, run-of-the-mill, crazy ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. It's gotta be better.
So, what would you want me to do?
Draw her out into the open. Help me get her when her guard is down, when she's vulnerable.
Look, I don't mean to offend you, but you have a reputation for doing things that most people would consider to be...
No-nos.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Nothing to worry about. I'm retiring.
From supervillainy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Look, if you're gonna retire, why not just forget about her? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm leaving town.
Because... that woman, she just won't leave me alone. She's obsessed with me. She has harassed me at every turn, and she never, ever stops. So when you finally realize that she is not the kind of woman who's ever just gonna forget about you, then you give me a call.
Looming over the seat of Matt, Bedlam waves a business card in his face. Matt takes it.
Or you can email me at professorbedlam.com. It's all one word.
Bedlam leaves, trailed by his two heavies.
I think I'll just, give running away a try.
Matt gets up, checks his hold-all, and ignores the phone.
It's Matt. Please leave a message.
Matt? It's Hannah. Are you there? Please pick up. I need your help. Something really bad happened.
He finds the phone.
Hannah!
It's evening, and Matt's in his coat, running down the steps outside his building. He tears down the street, dodging past people walking by. He runs into the middle of the traffic and waves his arms frantically in front of a yellow cab. It screeches to a stop, and he jumps in. Hannah's pacing around her apartment.
Are you okay? What'd she do to you? Is she here?
Is who here?
G-Girl!
G-Girl? Like the superhero?
Yeah, G-Girl, the super...
He looks confused.
Why'd you call me?
Steve was cheating on me.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Oh, well, thank God that you found out sooner rather than later. I am sorry, though.
Yeah. I caught him in bed with another woman. Actually, two other women. Maybe three. I don't know, I didn't really get a good look.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve was so good looking, and he loved jazz and rock climbing, and he took me to nice places, and he gave me multiple...
I don't really need to hear that.
Reclining on the sofa, Hannah sits up and looks over at him thoughtfully.
The thing is, I never really had any fun with him. Not like I have with you. You've been a really good friend to me, Saunders.
Matt gets up from the armchair and looks down at her.
Hannah,
The thing is, I don't want to be just the friend anymore.
You don't?
No. Look, Hannah, my life has been really crazy lately, but it has made me realize, you know, what's most important to me. I mean, seeing you at work every day, that was always the thing that I look forward to the most. You're the smartest, most beautiful girl that I've ever met. And I'm completely and totally in love with you.
Matt's sitting down at the other end of the sofa. Hannah looks at him intently, then flings herself at him and kisses him. Entwined around each other, they fall off the sofa. In bed, they're kissing passionately. Morning over the Manhattan skyline, the exterior of Hannah's high-rise apartment block. Hannah's lying in Matt's arms in bed.
Oh, that was great. Didn't hurt at all.
You know, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but this might be the best moment of my life.
It's not fair. I was gonna say that.
Oh.
Hey, sweetie!
Matt lifts his head, looks over at the window, then gets up.
Matt?
Matt pulls back the curtains.
I hate you, Matt Saunders.
Hovering outside, G-Girl holds a shark by the tail, which she flings through the window. It lands on the bed. The shark slides about, snapping at Matt. Matt flings a chair, but the shark follows him to the living room. Matt falls onto the sofa. Still in his boxer shorts, Matt sits with his legs open. The shark goes for his crotch and clamps its jaws on a cushion as Matt dodges out of the way. The shark throws itself at Matt, who stands by a window. Matt ducks, and the shark crashes through. Hannah runs in, wearing a pink top and knickers. She and Matt peer out of the broken window at the scene below. She looks horrified.
Why did G-Girl throw a shark at us?
Matt turns to her and considers.
I can't tell you.
And she was so pissed off! Have you done something? Are you in trouble?
No. Well, yeah. And as long as I'm here, so are you. You gotta get outside the city, okay? You gotta go someplace and hide. San Diego, Tahiti, Utah. No, not Utah. Utah sucks. Anywhere else. Look, you just gotta go someplace. You gotta go lay low for a while, okay?
I don't understand.
Look, if I ever see you again, this will all be over, okay?
If... Matt, wait!
He leaves, and she turns to look at her devastated apartment. A sofa cushion on the floor with a shark bite, debris scattered about, and the broken window. A big colonial-style mansion with tall columns on the front porch is surrounded by trees. A large satellite dish stands in the center of the front lawn. A cab pulls up outside and Matt gets out. He looks up at the house, then checks the card he's holding. As he walks slowly up the path, a security camera above the door rotates in his direction. The door is opened by the smaller of Bedlam's henchmen.
Oh, it's you.
Come in. Wait here.
Right here?
What?
Where?
Right here. Over there.
Matt stands where he's told, then moves forward a step when he's alone. He looks through an open doorway, then walks cautiously into a room crammed full of mementos, a cheerleader's uniform on a dummy, photo albums, and on an easel, a huge framed color photo of G-Girl. A hand lands on his shoulder from behind, and he's dragged away by the ponytailed guy. Professor Bedlam shuts the doors and leads him to a study.
Look, I'm here because I need your help, okay? I just need to know how we're going to stop her.
I have spent the past 10 years trying to analyze the source of G-Girl's power.
Yeah?
It is a unique type of radiation that permeates every cell of her body.
Yeah, no, I know about the meteor in high school. She told me. I know.
She told you that?
Yeah.
She talk about me?
I mean, she said you guys were friends. You had a falling out.
Bullshit! That meteorite changed everything between us. But now, I've got something that will totally level the playing field.
Bedlam opens a fridge in the corner of the room. There's a large black rock and a joint of ham.
That? The rock?
No, the ham. It's the rock. A special rock. It was a rock that gave off the radiation. I now have a rock that will absorb the radiation.
Absorb it? So you mean if you got Jenny close enough to this thing that...
We'll draw the radiation from her body, sucking it out of her like a sponge, draining her of her powers. Permanently.
Well, Okay, so what do you need me for? Why can't you just get her close to it?
With that super hearing of hers? No, I need someone who can lure her to it. Someone who she has no cause to fear. A weak and powerless simpleton. An idiot.
Perched on the edge of the sofa in his red smoking jacket, Bedlam gazes innocently up at Matt. On a bright day, Matt's walking down a busy street. He's carrying a large bouquet of red roses. He goes into the gallery where Jenny works and spots her talking to a female assistant. She has her back to him and is unaware of his presence. Matt gives the young assistant a silly smile. She smiles back and Jenny turns around. Jenny puts her hands on her hips and looks at him sternly.
Hi.
Jenny sashays over to him with a formidable expression and slaps the bouquet. Petals go flying.
Hi. What's this?
Well, it's just a little something I thought I'd bring by, just some things.
Flowers.
Yeah.
You think flowers are gonna make me forgive you?
No. No, I do not think that. I don't think that at all.
Then what the hell are you doing here?
Okay, look. To be honest, I realize that I've made the biggest mistake of my life, okay? I'm desperately in love with you, and I'd do anything for us to be together again.
Jenny glares at him with a manic look, then grabs his chin and stares into his eyes.
I would.
Jenny strokes his face and starts to smile. She takes the flowers and hugs them tight, burying her face in them. Matt looks around uneasy. Jenny becomes tearful.
They're beautiful. Thank you.
Look, what do you think about today after work? You come by my place around 7 and I'll make us a nice dinner.
7?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Jenny flings her arms around his neck and squeezes him tight. It's nighttime and a taxi makes its way down a deserted tree-lined street. The cab stops and Jenny gets out. Smiling, she takes off her glasses and goes up the stairs. A note on Matt's door reads, "Hi, beautiful. Come right in. I'm on the terrace." Jenny pushes the door open and goes in.
Matt?
Matt's by a beautifully set table on the terrace, holding a bottle of champagne. A big gold gift-wrapped box is on another table.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jenny.
Matt, it's beautiful. Oh, what is that? Is that for me?
It is, it is. It's a little something that I got you, because, well, I want to apologize for the, you know, the terrible way that I've treated you. It just wasn't right.
You're so sweet. You didn't have to.
It's true. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Hey, no peeking, okay? I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
Let's have a toast.
A camera's hidden in a plant.
To, second chances.
Bedlam and his cronies are watching screens and listening in a van outside the building.
The man's not bad. He might have a future in our business.
Yeah.
You know, deep down, I had a feeling that you'd realize your mistake and come back to me.
You are wise.
Do you want to know a secret?
Sure.
Jenny waggles a finger and Matt leans into her.
That's why I didn't kill you.
Matt turns away nervously for a swig of champagne. A yellow taxi pulls up outside Matt's apartment block. Hannah steps out of it and runs inside. She exits a lift, and as she moves closer to Matt's open apartment door, she sees the note on it that he left for Jenny. Hannah walks slowly inside and looks around.
Matt?
You are the sweetest guy I've ever met.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, you are. You're sweet.
Jenny kisses Matt.
Yummy.
Hannah sees the couple.
Matt?
Hannah, what are you doing here?
Me? What are you doing here? You said your life was in danger. And what's she doing here?
Who's that? Do we know her?
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Well, you know how you tried to steal my boyfriend by being such a big, fat whore? It didn't work.
Okay, Jenny, stop. Let me handle this,
okay? Are you
guys
together with her?
No.
What?
No, I'm... Well, yeah, yeah. Look, it's very complicated, okay?
How could you do this? You told me you loved me.
Hannah, please, just do me a favor, okay? Yeah. And just leave, okay?
I mean, just try to have a little self-respect. I mean, you're starting to look pathetic.
Matt! You are not... Oh, my God, there you are. Thank God. I've been calling you all day, dude.
It's
Playoff tickets. Amazing seats, you and me.
Not now.
Tonight, third base line. Yahoo!
Look, now's a terrible time, okay?
Hey, what's in the box?
Stay away from that box.
Come on.
You know, Hannah, why don't you just run along before I have to kick your ass back to Munchkin Land?
Okay, just stay away from
Okay, me. Okay. It looks big. It might be a nice present.
Are you threatening me? Push me one more time, sister, and you'll find out. Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do? Squash me with your gigantic feet? That's it! Don't touch me!
Hannah rips off Jenny's wig.
Just do me a favor and leave and take Hannah with you.
Vaughn gapes at Jenny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God! You're G-Girl.
You have been doing G-Girl.
Vaughn, open the box! Go, go, go! Watch the van!
Bedlam and a heavy leap out of the van.
Open the damn box!
Vaughn does so, exposing the meteor.
It's not much of a present.
Jenny winces in pain.
I'm sorry.
The meteor begins to suck Jenny's power out of her. Jenny collapses to the floor as energy, like a stream of fiery tendrils, drains out of her. Vaughn takes a step back.
Matt, that's a weird rock.
Bedlam.
Ah, happy ending for everybody. Well done, Mr. Saunders.
You did this. You helped him?
I'm really sorry. You did throw a shark at me, you know? Besides, Bedlam's gonna retire. It'll be okay.
A heavy points a gun.
Oh, you idiot!
Matt puts his hands up.
Looks like you're done, honey. You always thought you were so much better than me. Now it's my turn. Now I will be the one with the powers. You'll just be plain old Jenny Johnson. Having a moment here.
Matt leaps at Bedlam.
Not so tough now, huh? Anna, don't let her touch the rock!
As Jenny reaches up to touch the meteor, Hannah runs at her and pulls her back. Bedlam stretches out his arm towards the glowing rock. The rock explodes. Jenny is thrown off the building. Hannah crashes through a skylight. Matt runs over to the skylight and peers down into it.
Oh, no. Anna!
To Vaughn.
I can't even see her. We gotta get down there.
Oh, man. I think she's dead, Matt. I'm sorry, man. Let her go.
What are you... We gotta dig her out.
We gotta start the grieving process.
Are you crazy?
Come here. Give me a hug, Bear Cub.
You!
Jenny flies up.
I thought you were just a jerk. Now I find out you're really stupid. Teaming up with Barry?
Jenny flies at Matt, kicking him in the chest and knocking him against a wall. She stamps on his chest.
You broke my heart, and now I'm gonna break your everything.
Hannah, now with fiery red hair, flies out of the skylight.
Hey! Let go of my boyfriend, you crazy bitch! Bring it!
Hannah flies at Jenny and knocks her over the edge of the building. The two women tussle over the street, then slam into a car.
You're a fight.
Jenny kicks Hannah off.
Stop it!
Matt rushes off. Jenny grabs Hannah by the hair and swings her around. She lets go, and Hannah flies into a billboard. Matt runs into the street.
No.
Hannah climbs out.
Hannah! Hannah, are you...
Jenny grabs him. Hannah flies down to the pavement and wrenches a street sign pole out of the concrete. She grimaces.
You rat!
Hannah whacks Jenny with the sign. Jenny goes flying.
Matt! Matt! Are you okay?
Jenny stands and lifts up Bedlam's van. Hannah pulls Matt out of the way as Jenny hurtles the van towards them. Jenny rolls her eyes as it crashes through the window of Fat Duck Surprise. Like a cyclone, she begins to spin at rapid speed. Hannah spins too. The spinning women fly towards each other and start to fight. Vaughn watches from a safe distance away. Matt stares up worriedly at the scrapping women.
Hannah, stop! Come on, stop!
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm fine too. I thought I twinged my knee, but I'm all right.
Good.
Hey, come on, forget about them. Let's go.
The baseball tickets. They tear down the street as Bedlam runs into the road.
They're gonna kill each other! No, this way!
Vaughn spots the pretty waitress.
Hey, it's you.
Are you them?
As a matter of fact, I am.
To Bedlam.
Wait, down there.
Bedlam runs off. and Fawn turns back to the waitress. At a fashion show, spectators watch as models parade along a catwalk. Suddenly, Hannah and Jenny crash in through the ceiling. Jenny rips a lighting grid from the floor, and Hannah grabs a decorative trellis. The two women square up to each other as Matt runs in.
Stop!
Jenny turns to face him.
Look at yourself! You're terrifying these people.
Jenny looks at the cowering crowd.
Okay, Jenny, this has got to stop right now, okay? Please, just give me that, okay? Here you go, just give it to me.
He takes the lighting grid off her and drops it.
Feels a lot heavier than I thought. Look, God knows I don't want you mad at me, okay? And I'm sorry if I ever hurt you. And yeah, you know, I know what we had was something special. And at times it was great. But it wasn't love, all right? And deep down you know that. You know, and you're a great girl. And you deserve to be with the perfect guy. You do.
I do.
And I know who the perfect guy for you is. And he's here, right now. Professor!
The crowd parts to reveal Bedlam.
What?
Barry?
Go on, Professor, tell her.
Tell her what?
Listen.
She's my mortal enemy that I want nothing but her destruction.
Come on, Barry, please.
Please, stop calling me Barry.
It's true, this guy, he's got a shrine to you in his house. There are pictures of you all over the walls, just of you. And this guy, he is hooked on you. He really is.
Is that true?
Overwhelmed, Jenny stares at Bedlam. He glances down awkwardly, then looks at Matt with a sigh.
Come on, you gotta open your heart to her. It's now or never.
It may be a little true.
Jenny purses her lips.
Okay, it's a good story. Come on, Barry. Barry, come on.
All right.
It's completely true. I love you. I've always loved you.
But if you love me so much, then how come you're always trying to hurt me?
Because you hurt me. Because you broke my heart into a billion pieces. You ignored me. You left me behind. So I thought if I had the powers, you may learn to love me the way I have always loved you.
Her eyes moist, Jenny moves closer to him.
Are you sure? Do you really love me?
Bedlam's eyes light up, and his face breaks into a smile.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny leaps towards Bedlam and kisses him passionately. As a bevy of models crowd around the couple, Matt and Hannah slip outside and begin to walk along the street.
Oh, it's over. Can you believe it? I'm free. You were great.
I can't believe that fight. I mean, I still think she could kick my butt, but I got a few good punches in there.
You saved my ass in there. You were wonderful.
And hey, I'm really sorry I didn't explain things to you sooner, but I was just trying to protect you, that's all.
I totally understand. I get it.
Good.
Oh my God, my hair.
Oh, it doesn't look that bad. You can fix it. Here, try this on.
Thanks.
Anna pulls on a beanie hat.
See? Adorable.
Yes, you are.
No, not me.
Come here.
Oh, tight.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Still getting used to all of this.
I know. You and me both. And you know, we're gonna have to talk about the relationship, too.
She stares at him.
Talk, you mean?
Your powers. Just because you have them doesn't mean you have to use them. You know what I mean?
You're a little scared of me.
What, scared? No, come on, I'm not scared at all.
Come here.
Hannah kisses him lovingly. Later, at Matt's apartment, the couple are in bed. Hannah climbs on top of Matt and looks at him seductively.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
Matt's bed moves away from the wall as the couple make love.
Okay. All right, I got it.
With each thrust, the bed slams into the wall. Hannah smiles down at Matt, who looks a bit worried.
Hold on, I think I tweaked something.
Oh, you poor baby.
Hannah thrusts again. The bed crashes right through the wall and into the apartment next door. Matt's male neighbor leaps out of his chair. and stares at the naked couple in shock.
What the hell were you doing?
Hannah's sheepish.
Sorry. Sorry.
The sun shines down over New York City. Hannah and Matt leave Matt's building and gawp in surprise as they see Jenny and Bedlam standing next to the charred remains of Matt's car.
Oh. I brought it down for you. Peace offering.
Matt and Hannah walk slowly towards it.
Yeah.
You've done so much for us. We couldn't be happy.
I mean, how did...
Asteroids.
Most of that'll just buff right out.
Matt walks over to the driver's door and opens it. It falls off.
I'll fix that.
Look, I can trick it right out for you if you want. You know, rocket launchers, laser cannons, voice-activated battle armor.
You hear something?
No.
There's a 747 in trouble.
It's a 727. Time to go to work.
You need a hand?
Jenny's surprised.
A hand?
Yeah, any help?
I never had any help. Could be some heavy lifting.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? Really?
Yes.
Yes! All right!
Woo! Hannah jumps excitedly.
Okay, ready! Woo, here I go! Okay.
Hannah kisses Matt and hands him her bag. The two women spin into their costumes, then take off. The men watch them go.
Love you, honey! We'll be waiting!
Matt looks at Hannah's bag.
What the hell are we gonna do with this stuff? Wanna get a beer?
Sure.
Let's do it.
They walk off. A cartoon Hannah holds a 727 up under its left wing as a cartoon Jenny blows out an engine fire. A section of the wing comes loose and heads for Matt on the ground below. Hannah pushes him out of the way and he drops the present he's holding. Wearing a wedding dress and veil, Jenny, who's carrying Bedlam, trips over it. Flowers from her bouquet flutter down onto Hannah and Matt. Hannah sneezes, and Matt's clothes are blown off by the blast. Vaughn bends over to pick up Matt's shirt, and Carla pinches his butt. Vaughn tumbles into a dumpster which rolls along and bumps into the hot waitress, pushing her onto Matt's lap. Hannah drags Matt away. At a romantic dinner, Jenny lights a candle with her laser eyes. Bedlam falls off his chair. Hannah hits Matt with a pillow and knocks his head off. Jenny lifts up a refrigerator and Bedlam cleans underneath it. The door swings open and a ham falls out. A dog runs off with it, knocking Carla off a ladder. Jenny's trying on an outfit in front of a mirror. A lampshade lands on her head and she kicks over a chair and a pair of white knee-length boots. The boots land in front of Hannah, who's wearing a sexy bodysuit, and she jumps into them. Lying on a bed wearing a suit of armor, Matt holds his arms out to her. Later, Hannah stands by a taxi in the rain. The taxi drives off, leaving Hannah holding the door. She shelters under it. Bedlam sits shivering in a leaky room which floods with water. Vaughn and the hot waitress share a drink in a bar. Carla sits on a park bench reading. A squirrel sits on her head. Jenny's in the bath. She pulls a shark out of the water and throws it up into the starry sky. Vaughn and the hot waitress lie in bed together.
My God, you really do have superpowers.
Yeah, well, it helps when you haven't used them in 2 years, 3 months, 1 week, and 4 days.
She climbs on top of him.
Okay, no, okay.
I got one more in me.
Directed by Ivan Reitman, written by Don Payne, produced by Gavin Pallone, Arnon Milchen, executive producer Bill Carraro, director of photography Don Burgess, ASE, edited by Sheldon Kahn, ACE, Wendy Green Brickmont, ACE, costume designer Laura Jean Shannon, visual effects supervisor Eric Nash, music by Teddy Castellucci. Music supervisor, Patrick Houlihan. Casting by John Papsidera, CSA. An Ivan Reitman film. Unit production manager, Donna Robin. Unit production manager, Bill Carraro. Cast, Jenny Johnson, G-Girl, Uma Thurman, Matt Saunders, Luke Wilson, Hannah Lewis, Anna Faris, Vaughn Hage, Rain Wilson, Professor Bedlam, Barry, Eddie Izzard. Yes. Leo, Stelio Cervante, Lenny, Mike Iorio, Steve, Mark Consuelos, Carla Dunkirk, Wanda Sykes, Shapely Bartender, Margaret Ann Florence, TV News Reporter, Catherine Reitman. Young Jenny, Tara L. Thompson, Young Barry, Kevin Townley, Elderly Lady, Eva Veronica, Scary Dude, Lawrence Feeney, Parking Lot Manager, Lou Bunacki, NYPD Officer at Garage, Jeff Norris, NYPD Officer at Station, Greg Northrop. Young Girl, Fallon Brooking, Thieves, Richard Kenneth Brevard Jr., Ron Marino, Peter Patrick Yosantos, Pedestrian and Robbery, Lillian Lynn, As Themselves, Trevor Rains, Richie Rich. Bride, Emily Gervin, Businessman, Abraham Sparrow, Asian Businessmen, Clem Chong, Clint Chin, Angel Singh, Ben Wang. Cheerleaders, Tara DiGiore, Tiffany Holt. The producers wish to thank the following for their assistance: New York City Mayor's Office of Film, Theatre and Broadcasting, Michael R. Bloomberg, Mayor, Catherine L. Oliver, Commissioner, NYPD Movie and TV Unit, Bulgari. Color by Technicolor, prints by Deluxe, filmed with Panavision cameras and lenses, Kodak film stock, Dolby Stereo in selected theaters, DTS, approved number 42608, Motion Picture Association of America, the IATSE bug. Copyright 2006 by Regency Entertainment USA, Inc. in the US. Copyright 2006 by Monarchy Enterprises SARL in the rest of the world, all rights reserved. Regency Entertainment USA, Inc. and Monarchy Enterprises SARL are the authors of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Regency and Regency's R logo are registered trademarks of Monarchy Enterprises SARL. The events, characters and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events or firms is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. ITFC audio description was read by Aileen Downey.